Hello, friends and folks, and welcome to another podcast from Scanlane Media. I'm Six Detmar, and I'm joined today by a special interview guest. Hello, Lost Soul.
Hello, hello, guys. Lost Soul speaking. It's good to meet you, Six.
Yeah, it's good to meet you, too. I gotta say, I did not expect to be able to get you on here after, you know, like, watching your performance last year at EVO. It's just sort of like... As a person who is dog shit at Elfelt, but loves Elfelt the character, watching that, it was just like, damn, this guy's so far out of my league. I don't, you know, I'm not even gonna be able to tweet at this guy, but pretty great to have you here.
Nice. It's all good. It's all good. I'm actually pretty friendly despite the status of what I see that EVO. You actually don't mind if you hit me up or if any other people would like to hit me up. Yeah, I don't mind just like giving a little chatter if you want to just even chat or maybe just some advice here and there, or you just want to say hi and that's it. And, you know, everything's all good. Everything's all good. Yeah, there should be like no, you know, should be no afraid. Be not afraid to just, you know, just hit me up.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
So how long you been playing fighting games? Like, first, you know, when did you get into fighting games just at all? And then how long have you been competing?
Got in fight games when I was like, let's see, when I was 8 years old. So I was like, oof. I'm like 30 now. So I want to say 22 years. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. My math is correct. Yeah. Since I was a kid, being that the arcade was like literally a minute away from my house. Mm-hmm. So I used to go down and play with, what was the first game? What was it called? Super Marvel Heroes versus X-Men?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. The X-Men versus Street Fighter, or was it the MVC one?
MVC one. It was MVC one. Yeah, I think that was my first one that I touched. We had like that, Tekken 2, there were like two others. I'm not remembering at the moment. Yeah, so it was definitely that's my first into fighting games. And mm-hmm. I used to be that little kid beating up grown men. They would like, oh, rage at me, saying, why is this little kid so good? Why is this little kid so good? Why is he even so aggressive? And I'm like, word? Is it, everything I'm doing is just working?
Shit. Yeah, it could not be more difference from my story.
I had this little guy who was, I believe he was the manager of the store. He would like, train me up, you know, in Tekken specifically. Little vibes here and there. How to how should I put this? How to better my style, you know, not be as wild, because I am just a 8 year kid.
Yeah,
I ultimately, you know, just want to push buttons. You know, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Yeah, I still want to push buttons to this day. So yeah, that fact has to change.
I mean, pushing buttons feels good.
It feels damn good. if it's better, then maybe make people upset about it.
Yeah.
And their response is like, why are you pushing buttons? It's a word, you push buttons at that time? I was like, yeah, and it worked, right?
Yeah, yeah, I'm pushing buttons because it's working.
Yeah, it's working, yeah. You're immediately it's a double-edged sword. Pushing buttons does get me killed half the other time.
Sure.
So there is good and bad things to it, but yeah, he was showing me up how to beat these other adults, and he gave me like $1 for just hit the machine, because the machines were like 25 cents back in the days. Mm-hmm. And just spend like all my hours. I usually be there like the time it opened from like, what was it, 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. five days a week. Besides school, I would just go hit straight the arcade, then go home. That used to be my daily routine until for like three, four years, I say. Yeah.
Man, yeah, that kind of intensive training. The move to competitive must have been like fucking kiddie shit in comparison. Like, this isn't half as intense as your day-long shit.
Yeah, it was. Unfortunately, there was a little small gap period of me not playing games, because after I hit like that 4 year period, after I was 12, that's when the arcade closed. The arcade closed down, right?
Sure.
So I was just playing other games that are not fighting games till then. There are little arcades here and there around the city, but not, they didn't get as packed as the arcade that was right near my block. Mm-hmm. We had like maybe one, two people in there that only come maybe around like Friday, Saturdays for just a small period of time. And they would like leave after like 30 minutes. I'm like, not getting my fill, man. I wasn't getting my fill. I wasn't getting my desire to fight. So that's where the long pause kind of happened. Besides me that really stopping, those other stores also took the arcade cabinets away. Mm-hmm. That's where the arcade culture started to die down, I guess. And then I wasn't really, even though I was kind of playing competitively, I was still casual back then. So my real start to being competitive was in the first part, Blaze Blue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Blaze Blue Corner Trader. Yeah, CT.
Mm-hmm. Who'd you play in CT?
Man, I played Tager.
All right.
Played the Grappler. Right. The Grappler, yeah. Funny enough, initially, I didn't like any of the cast. Yeah, mm-hmm. No. You know, originally, I wanted to play Jin. When I saw Jin the first time, I liked his design. Mm-hmm. His power was ice, so that was kind of like my favorite element, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing the ice character, I was like, oh, yo, I dig that. Let me play him. Played him, and I'm like, he's like... Is that clicking too much for me? Mm-hmm. Tried to cast. The cast didn't really click much to me. I already chose Tager. Cause not only doing 360s was good. Mm-hmm. But I was playing the English dub at the moment. So whenever I do the Tager Buster, the dub, the voice actor would be like real hyped. Whenever you hit that Buster on there, you'd be like, Buster! Something like that.
Yeah, that guy put on a good performance for sure.
Yeah, for sure, right? And that's like the only mainly the reason why I picked Tager, just so I could like 360 people just hear that particular line over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's where I kinda like, you know what, let me get to the groove of playing fighting games again, you know. Even though I'm playing pad this time, I was playing like arcade stick back then.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, you know, I'm kind of like going to tournaments from this on forward. Yeah.
Was like switching to pad was mostly like a financial thing, just like now you've got it at home and sticks are fucking expensive, or?
Funny enough, I didn't think they were like portable sticks at the time.
Mm.
You know, yeah. And you know, so I just kind of like kind of dealt with the pad. Since I didn't really go to tournaments, you know, I wanted to go to tournaments, but I didn't get ready to tournaments, so I didn't know there were like sticks like that.
Mm-hmm.
The only sticks you could play was on the arcade cabinets.
For sure, yeah.
So I thought I had to just deal with the pad, which is A-okay, because I usually just play general games of various genres. So that was actually like not a problem. It's actually mm-hmm. like, not a problem. So I just, you know, stick with that and tried to be as good in Blaze Blue at the time. And didn't really go to tournaments until like CS1, the other version mm-hmm. of Blaze Blue.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Continuum shift there. Did you switch up or did you stick with Tager?
I think I switched it up. Yeah. That's when they kinda like changed the lines for both the dub and the sub, right? For mm-hmm. both the Japanese and the English versions. Mm-hmm. And my man Tager, my man did 360s, he lost a hypeness to his voice. And that was the moment where I lost my motivation. Now I'm like, I got nothing.
When he's not there for it, neither are you.
Yeah, right? Now I absolutely got nothing to play Tager for. But then DLC characters were coming out. Like there was like Mikoto, Valkenhayn, and Platinum.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried all of them. Try Mikoto. What's it clicking with? Try Valkenhayn, who's broken as all you can be, man. I'm not sure if this is PG. I'm not sure if this...
Say what you gotta say.
All right, man. So, yeah, Valkenhayn was broken as fuck by then, all right? So, like, when you do dead angle, you could combo from a dead angle. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even then, you know, I wasn't really clicking with Valkenhayn, nor that was all that motivated to play him, because I knew they were gonna, like, dumb him down. You know, he's obviously busted, so I knew they were gonna patch him up. Mm-hmm. So my motivation to play him there or to optimize the guy was nothing. So I went to Platinum, and that's why Platinum kind of clicked with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Clydom's one of those characters that I feel like a lot of people are kind of resentful towards, like a lot like Faust in Guilty Gear, right? With those like item throwy characters, or like Teddy in P4.
Right.
Was that like a thing you had to deal with, where people like just didn't respect the character choice, or?
No. That was actually something that we had to deal with at all. But I actually got like a lot of confused faces going from Tigger to Platinum, going from one jump to another. I said, "What, really? But you, I thought you were a grafted player. You play Platinum? I'm like, yeah, that's kind of random." I'm like, "Yeah, well, what can I say, man? I kind of playing based on aesthetics. Platinum aesthetics also kind of caught my eye."
Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw her range with her buttons, I'm like, "Oh, this is dope. I could dig this." The random factor didn't really bother me too much. I actually kind of like the random factor with her items. So that was good. And she was kind of like dealing like above average damage at the time, being that she was, you know, a DLC character that was just released.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. They tend to be have little bugs that, I wouldn't say broken, but just need to be toned down in other versions, which yeah, she did. She got toned down in other versions.
I mean, listen, I was around when Coconut came out. I know how it goes.
Right.
that was a character. So how much when you're picking a character, like you said, like, you know, with you went at first you were going towards Jin because like you like the ice and like Tager with a voice acting, and then you like Platinum's aesthetic. So like when you're picking a character, how much of it is like okay, I like this character style and I'll make them work versus like I can't get into how this character plays?
It's purely based on aesthetics right now. Or maybe it has always been. Yeah, because Tager, he was like, he's in his own worst tier, who is like the worst character there is, especially at CT.
Sure.
This is CS1. It was all worst character. Platinum, I always said that basic aesthetics. It didn't matter like what if they're like turbo or not. If there was a character that caught my eye, I would play that character regardless. Because after Platinum and another version of Blaze Blue, these names are kind of like leaving me. I believe Central Fiction, right? CL.
Yeah,
I think that's one where Terumi came out.
Right. You're also a Terumi main. He is so fucking fun.
Yeah. He's absolutely fun. I thought that guy had everything. Mm-hmm. And despite that, he was also another worst character in the game at the time.
Yeah, he was pretty bad.
He was pretty bad, but he was like real fun just because he had caught my eye with just that hooded he had.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, if you watch me in tournaments, I like to wear my hooded, and that's kind of like my thing.
For sure.
So I just played based on that, and like he was awful. But you know what? I stuck to my guns. I continued to play the guy because he was just fun and he just caught my eye. So I'm like, I'm just gonna go in with this guy.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta stick with your conviction.
Yeah. Nobody really feels good and still in the cast of Blaze Blue. So I just stuck with Terumi until like another version came out where my final one before I stopped playing Blaze Blue was Azrael.
Mm.
Yeah, he was also kind of fun just because of the damage he had.
Yeah, that guy can kill a boy.
He could kill a boy in a matter of seconds, I'll tell you that. I almost avoided the whole competitive question. Yeah, let me go back because I already mentioned like throughout the entire span of the Blaze Blue history, I believe I went to like two tournaments for that one. Mm. One of them, the first time I went to a tournament, I didn't enter because I got there late. So in a store called like Gamepad. Yeah. And I was like, first time going there, I was just like so nervous. I would play like one casual match throughout that entire time, and that's it. I just watched the entire time. I'm like, oh boy, yeah, everybody's new to me. I don't know how to speak. I'm shy. And I just kind of like watched the games and just left. Yeah, just play one casual match, and that's it. I bounced. That was my first tournament experience. Even though I didn't enter that one. Mm-hmm. Another one was my P4 Persona 4 came out. Yeah,
sure.
I was a Misuri. Misuri main at the time. Yeah. And I entered the first TSB in here in New York.
Yeah,
at Next Level. Yeah. Then I got like a third, I believe. It was like a they had too many people in there. It was like a first one. It was like 2 out of 3, but no losers though. So it says if you lost, that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was not a problem because it was like $1 at the time to enter the tournament. So it's like, yeah, that's fine. Just build up the tournament experience. So I got there the first time. Then I managed to go a couple of TSBs right after that. But then that's where Guilty Gear Sign came out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna main this game. Cause I was always a Guilty Gear fan. I always played Guilty Gear casually though. My first one was like back at Iska. Yeah, Guilty Gear Iska was my first Guilty Gear experience. It was that Iska Reload Accent Core Plus R.
So you got in pretty early on Guilty Gear.
Yeah, I got in pretty early on, yeah. And there was some net play with Reload for the PC.
Mm-hmm.
And I played played that a few times. Couldn't really play too much because my net play was just terrible, man. Yeah, I was wired, but I might as well be playing wireless, right? Because I already had a name called I had Lost Relic at the time. Because the name Lost Soul was kind of common. So that name was taken. So my second backup name would be like Lost Relic. But in a PC community, in Relo, I used to call myself Lag Relic, right? Because I was one laggy guy. I was like one laggy guy. You wouldn't want to fight me, but to get experience, I needed to play people. So I kind of like, hopefully, I just hope people would like tolerate that. So, mm-hmm. There were a few people that tolerated that. So that was my time. I'm playing Reload. I played Zappa back then. I used to play like multiple characters. Multiple characters called my eye. That was like, I used to play Soul, Kai, Melia, Testament, Zappa, of course, Pot. Chip was one of them. I just felt like an ABBA. Just everyone in the cast was like so much fun compared to Blaze Blue, where I like found nobody. Almost basically.
Sure, sure.
If it wasn't for the voice actor Tegra, I would like legit not like anybody. Hell, I didn't even like anybody besides that voice actor for Tegra. So yeah, it was like I had like line characters in GG. So when Sign came out, I was like real excited. And I saw Alpha when they were still doing the magazines right before the game came out, when they're releasing RAM as randomly like releasing the DLCs, right? In the magazine, I believe it was Famitsu magazines, and they showed the scans of Alpha and RAM. I think it was just RAM at the time, not Alpha. I think Alpha was later, because at the beginning, I wanted to main RAM before the game came out. RAM was looking to be my girl to main. Then the magazine came out, that's what Alpha's design. I'm like, oh, waifu character, huh? like a little waifu character. I'm like, if I pick this character up, I could make all the kind of waifu jokes, the best waifu jokes.
You got your priorities straight. I love it.
So So I'm like, well, be people, I'm just gonna say best waifu or over and over, and that was it. So she's my girl. She's my girl right there. And as my previous history states of characters being, you know, mostly bad, I'm like, if she's bad, and like that don't matter to me. I was just like playing for fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, she's or maybe not thankfully, but she turned to me broke as fuck when she came out. So that helped me for the better, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, you know, didn't hurt, I think.
Definitely didn't hurt, especially if I was the one doing it at the time. Because, you know, a lot of other people play Alpha, but none really match, I guess, result-wise in tournaments as I was doing it, right? But that's that's when I started to really get competitive, really go to tournaments. As soon as Sign came out, I'm going to go all the tournaments as I can for that one and grind at it. Go all the local Team Stick Bugs, which is TSBs, all the NLBCs, and next level, just all that. That's how I kind of like rose to attack. The first time I entered my tournament, it was a 2v2 at first. I won that. Then became like a... When it was a super TSB, I believe. Yeah. And that's when like I first countered Marlin Pie, the Guilty Gear legend at the time, as well as Dane. today, this is after, this is, believe, this was a while back, after the sign came out, I think after Evil? Yeah, after Evil. It was after Zidane made top 8. Yeah, it was definitely after Zidane made top 8, that's when that Super TSB happened. Mm-hmm. And that's where I won that one, when Kid Viper was there, Hotashi was there, all the great killers were there. Kid Viper was also Alpha at the time. People consider him also the best of the rest or in the US at the time. Mm-hmm. Nobody really knew me because besides just that one or two TSBs I went to, I was mostly a Netflix player.
Right, staying off the radar.
Yeah, I'm just staying off the radar. I was basically like a bot. You know, I was like a cyber bot living in cyberspace. The only name you hear the name of Loso is that guy who Netflix a lot. That laggy motherfucker is like think maybe playing Wi-Fi. That's the only reason why you hear the name Loso. Mm-hmm. Oh, that Netflix guy. Yeah. People like try to back me up and say, oh, he's good alpha, probably the best there is. And of course you have other people saying like he doesn't go to tournaments though, right? Can't be the best if he just stays online, which makes sense, right? If you want to be proved good, come out here and start kicking ass in an offline environment. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did, right?
Exactly.
That's why I did that. So even if it's Zidane, Hotashi, Kid Viper, Lord Knight, Martin Pie, and that stack tournament, I managed to win that one. And that's why I kind of got a streak of just completely dominated tournaments for I want 13, maybe 15 straight tournaments back then. Mm-hmm. During the sign of life, I even went to my first major, which is NEC. It was NEC.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, North East Coast Championships, 16 or 17? 16, 17. Well, it's one of those two. My first ever major. And I'm actually going in there and won that one. So I was definitely proud of myself. Because there's not many people that could say to this day that you go to your first major and win it while being stacked. It's kind of something. So that was making my dream come true of when I was a kid, saying I want to go do well in tournaments, and here I am doing well in tournaments in sign life. So that's how I got to the competitive scene.
So all these legends that were at that tournament, are there players like that who you still look up to, or are you you feel like you're forging your own path at this point?
Oh, I was always forging my own path. Ever mm-hmm. since way back in Blazblue CT, where the taker for my character, the famous one, was Mike Z at the time.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, right. You know, people would look up to other players, Mike Z, SKD, mm-hmm. and many others, like the Japanese counterparts for similar characters, what they play with. I'm like, I don't want to be nobody else. I don't want to play like Mike Z. I don't want to play like SKD. I don't want to be like SKD number two, Mike Z number two. No, I want to be my own thing.
Sure.
I want to be my own guy. I want to be, my own personality. I don't want to play like how they play. I want to be like how they be. If anything, I want to be higher than them. Right?
Yeah.
I want to be the guy that other people looks up to.
You want to be the guy who people see Mike Z play and they're like, oh shit, you play like Lost Soul.
Yeah, I want to be just that guy. Yeah. So, because there's many mindsets of being like, oh, Mike Z, I want to be like him, SKD, whatever, the Japanese counterparts. And I'm like, never really like that mindset, because then, there's only that level you want to reach, but nothing really above it. Mm-hmm. You got to reach above it. You got to reach to the stars in order to find your greatness. Yeah, in order to find your greatness. And thankfully, going jumping from today, I kind of reached that with alpha status, right?
Yeah.
People both here in the States and Japan, I'm the favorite alpha to watch. I'm the most entertaining one to watch. And that kind of, and that makes me happy. That makes me, fulfills the goal of why I'm playing the character. Not besides she's fun, and not besides that she caught my eye with aesthetics, but just that goal of just being watched by other people, be the personality that people want to see.
For sure. And I mean, you got that top three last year, and like Guilty Gear is like it's a scary scene. There are a lot of like people, like, you know, like there are a lot of like legends and gods in the fighting game scene. There are players that have been around for a long time, have been kicking ass for a long time.
Right.
And like the other thing, of course, is that it's a scene that's mostly dominated by Japan. And I'm curious what it's like being like one of the top Western players in a game where the West is not on top.
Go to the top eight with just gods on the stage felt amazing. That felt real amazing. I felt like I was in another level doing that stage at Evo, where my mind was just on fire. I was like literally on fire that day. Just playing them and seeing us in the West try to, because, you know, us in the West always try to stack against ourselves, against the Japanese. Because the Japanese were always the ones, you know, to come over here and dominate, right?
Mm-hmm.
They still do to this day.
For sure.
And yeah. So I'm like, so me being myself, I'm like, I want to be above, you know, above the anybody else, you know? So I'm like, the Japanese are the bloods that I want to get in my hands, you know? Like, I want to go there and I want to be the one dominating them, you know? You know, I know I was seeing other people playing the Japanese. I'm like, here to myself, like, I'll be kind of like, whenever a tournament happens and other players are fighting the Japanese, I'm like, when I watch that match, I'm like rooting for the Japanese to win, because I want to be the one to defeat them, you know? So don't defeat them, don't get that glory. I want to be the one to get that glory, you know? So it may not seem like I have an ego, but I kind of like have like a low key big ego, because I'm be there, be the one dominated, be validated for that.
Well, let's play into that ego a little bit then. Speaking of sort of like regional rivalries, how do you feel about the East Coast versus West Coast? And I will warn you, I'm a SoCal boy. So
SoCal boy. Well, let me tell you something. How many SoCal boys made top eight Evil? Yeah, it gets a good.
Well, listen, we got heart. We're not very good, but we got heart.
despite we only had like three East Coast boys, being all of them in New York, by the way, all of them in New York having a type of evil. Despite that, SoCal does indeed have a lot of strong players, right? One of the being Bears, right? Bears, Dame Indo, Kid Viper, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're still like a threat, still threat me. Hell, I think the Bears beat me like three times in tournament so far. Yeah, I'm still waiting for my revenge on that one.
I'm sure you'll get that chance.
Yeah. So sure, yeah, I'm sure I get that chance. I believe I could do it the next time.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe as long as we have that evil numbers in our hands, I believe East Coast is just a little higher, you know.
Yeah, no, listen, it's
fair. Right, it's the results. Yeah, I got that on paper now.
Mm-hmm.
Me, of course, being the highest one, breaking records from now we're defeating the Teresa, FAB, Dario Eno, and Evo, but I was defeating Nage to reach my third status.
Mm-hmm.
It took a game of Marshall. Not trying to brag on that, but just to solidify the third spot, you know, the third spot of Evo. So I made that far, all of us being East Coast boys, but me being the furthest one, all of them from New York, which is probably to say, if you want to get stronger, come to New York, man. Maybe if you come here to New York, come to the next level.
Man, I'll see what I can do.
You too could become a god. We even got SKD who's like a guy in his own right, who plays blue. So you just like, just come over here. Maybe I would pay for your flight. Cause I would be like, pay for your flight six, come over here, I train you up next level, you become a guy like me.
That's the thing's gonna happen is I'm gonna come over there and you're gonna be like, wait, this is what I got to work with, you can go home.
Yeah, I won't be able to do like a house, but I'll be able to like a match, and I'm trying to optimize what you're strong against with.
So you're entering in Guilty Gear, I assume, this year. You're ending in Eunice as well, is that right?
Eunice as well. Yeah, not tournaments yet. I'm playing it. Yeah. Not yet. Yeah, because the furthest one event wise, like a combo breaker, probably, but combo breaker is what I'm going to next. Mm-hmm. Right, for the timing of this recording, combo breaker would be the one I'm going to next. But I'm only interested in Guilty Gear at the time because don't think I'm strong enough for Unius yet on the night. Yeah, I'm definitely not strong for tournaments as of yet. But I'm down for casuals though. Yeah, that was kind of like even back in the past where I even though I'm trying to be competitive, if I don't see myself as strong enough, I won't enter the tournaments for it. You know, even if joining tournaments is how you get experience, right? Mm-hmm. And if you go for a zero, even if you believe you're going for a 0-2, that is self experience and it's all right, and that's all for the better. But me being like the big ego head that I am, I'm like,
you got a name to protect.
I'm kind of like. No. This is before the name. No. This is before the name. I'm like, pride. That's what it is. I got too much pride to go for 0-2. I'm like, let me just play that play so I can get my knowledge up. Then I could go into tournaments. And to do that, I gotta feel really certain if I could make at least top three. If I feel real certain that I could make at least top three or top four, then enter the tournaments. It's kind of like a bad mindset because the point of going to tournaments is not for results, which I constantly talk about. Don't focus on results. Focus on the growth of yourself, you know, as a player.
For sure.
And that would be like, that would be the opposite of what I'm trying to teach you.
But it's hard, right? It's hard to be like I'm going to show up and get my ass kicked. I mean, that doesn't feel good.
Yeah. That was actually the hardest of me trying to go through that phase. Because, you know, just like you said, I don't want to get my ass kicked. I don't want to be, like, embarrassed, especially if I show myself a stream.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going there to kick other people's asses and take that first spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take that first spot. So, that was how I went with it. And thankfully, almost every other tournament I went was, like, my first tournament. Yeah, my first tournament I made to me at least. Top three and above. Mm-hmm. Yeah, top three, top four and above. So that was good results. At least in my part, you know, like just did that net play training and just ran tournaments and just done that. Even though I should have just gone tournaments anyway, you know, despite throw that pride off the ground because it's really, you know, the thing that could hold you back.
Mm-hmm.
And just mainly go for the experience. You know, tournaments. Just go for the experience of tournaments, even if you don't think you're gonna make top three, top four.
For sure. So I'm gonna pivot to some more general like fighting game questions here. You mentioned learning about Elfelt through Famitsu, right?
No, that's why I saw the scans and how I picked her up.
Right. So related on Famitsu, there's a quote I wanted to run by you to sort of get your thoughts. But like back in the day, when Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition came out, which I'm not going to ask your opinion on Street Fighter because these days, touchy subject. But Ono, Yoshinori Ono, gave an interview there, and one of the things he said was that he made Yun in that game intentionally overpowered because he thought it was good for the community to have a bit of a variance in the balance. And I guess, like, I'm curious what you think about the idea of that, like, because everyone in fighting game in the FGC is always pushing for, like, you know, like a perfectly balanced game. But do you think there's actually some like merit to making a game intentionally a little bit unbalanced?
I definitely believe there is some merit for the intentionally balanced part, because I believe that is what makes it kind of like more fun in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to play with. You know, you always have that character that could struggle against the cast, while at the opposite, you have another character that could like handle the entire cast on their own. Mm-hmm. I mean, I believe that kind of balance is what at least I like about it. Yeah.
You get like underdog stories and stuff.
Yeah, for the underdog stories. It helps that as well. That type of balance is what I like. And I did it, and going back to that Mitsu article, I didn't even know he intentionally created Yun to be that unbalanced.
Well, I mean, that's what he says. I don't know. He says a lot of stuff.
I mean, that would make sense because Yun was something else in Street Fighter 4. Mm-hmm. You was something else, but at the same time, I kind of like that. Yeah, I do it. Having a completely balanced cast, having like almost every match to be like evenish would be I wouldn't say boring, but not really.
There wouldn't be much hype there.
Would be much, yeah. Just as you said, it would be as much hype. I would like to see stories where you just see bottom tier characters or people play bottom tier, completely dominate people playing like high tier. That itself is not really that. It doesn't happen that much, but when it does happen, then you get like real hype for that moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just like to bring some characters to be fairer than other characters, not to be as. They could be viable, right? As long as the thing that would be okay with me is as long as characters are viable, that'd be fine by me. Don't make them like I'm fine for creating a cast of unbalanced, right? Unbalanced cast, but I don't want the low tier characters to be like completely unviable. You know, don't be like, I don't want to go through the experience of playing Tager or Tarui again, you know.
Yeah.
Have their like old tier terribleness that they couldn't handle, but the top teams couldn't handle that game. Nah, like I'm going for a balance, but I want certain degrees of balance in there. Like Guilty Gear, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Guilty Gear is definitely not like a balanced game, right? But even the bottom tiers could handle the top tiers, right? Even the bottom tiers like Pot, like Potemkin, he could handle the rest of the cast. He has a hard time handling the rest of the cast, but he could easily make it doable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same with Zano, which is kind of funny how Zano used to be like top tier most of the generations with Guilty Gear. Suddenly he's like last or bottom tier in this version, Revelator 2. And I just look at that, I'm like, that's kind of funny, but Zano could definitely handle the rest of the cast.
You still see some really scary Zatos, like in you know top eights and stuff. I mean, it's not like he's gone. So
yeah, he's definitely not like gone. And my recent trip to Japan, where I fought a guy called like KZO, right? I believe he's an OG Holy Order Soul player, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm.
He played Zato at the time. I was playing his Zato. There's actually a YouTube video of me. If you guys like want to watch that, type in like Loso versus KZO. And you see I believe it's like an hour long set against Zato. And let me tell you, that Zato is still dangerous. I don't care what anybody says. I'm still dealing with a puppet character, you know?
Yeah,
still
for sure.
Still dealing two versus one. So that kind of balance is like what I like, you know? You still have the bottom tiers, but the bottom tiers can handle the mid to top tiers, you know? That's what I like. A completely balanced game where everybody's like, I could imagine like 5-5. Everybody's even with one another. Nobody has an edge against another in terms of character balance. In terms of characters, it's kind of like, it seems kind of dry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least to me.
For sure. So, you're playing Guilty Gear. You're starting to get into Unist. The question I have, and this is, I'll admit, this is less as an impartial interviewer and more just as a fan, is sure. When are you getting into Dragon Ball?
I actually had it one time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. There was me, I played Dragon Ball Fighters when that came out. My team was like, which is funny, because my original team at the beta was like, Kid Buu, what was it? It was Kid Buu, Beerus, 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kid Buu, Beerus, 18 was like my team until the game came out. When the game came out, I switched it up to like 21 Cell 16.
Get some good characters in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when I found out that Beerus and 18 wasn't really my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kid Buu was good. I didn't know he was that good until like later on in the game, people started to really break down how the game was.
Mm-hmm.
I just mainly switched out because I saw 21, I believe, before she came out. And before I knew that you had to get her after the game, after you beat story mode, and you unlock 21, and I'm like, this character. I want this character.
For
she's,
sure.
She's a waifu character.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. She's amazing to my eyes. I gotta have her in my team. So I kind of like main her in that one. And the other two characters were just like support.
Mm-hmm.
So I played Page Dragon Ball Z Fighters, and I won the, I entered the anime section tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I managed to win that one over Reynold in Dragon Ball Z Fighters.
He's not an insignificant player. He's pretty big in that scene.
Yeah. He's pretty big. He's like real big. I did, when I entered that tournament, I didn't know of Reynold until I heard that he was like the KOF champion, evil champion. And I'm like, God damn. And then I heard that he was winning tournaments in SoCal. I'm like, oh boy. I'm like, I wasn't even thinking much about that because I thought I was like, bad game. We say garbage, but not, you know, good enough. I was in anime section mainly for Guilty Gear because Daru Ino from Korea was like the best Ino at the time, at this time, probably still is. He was there at anime section. But fortunately, my plane from game for I got to a late flight, and because of that, I missed out going to entering GG in there, so I ended up getting disqualified. So I was like, okay, all I have left is Dragon Ball Z Fighters. To make this trip worth it, I gotta win that, right?
Yeah.
And it seemed like a pretty big deal because Reno was in there. But so I'm just like, let me just go in and just have as much fun as I can. And much to my belief, I managed to win that one. I'm like, oh shit, I won? Yo, for real?
Yeah.
I thought it was terrible. Maybe I'm not that bad after all. Yeah. later on, I felt that I was getting kind of worse at GG, you know, Guilty Gear. And I felt like that because I was spending some time with Dragon Ball, that it was actually making me worse in Guilty Gear. It was making me weak. There was an inside joke within my friend saying like, oh, Losos is weak now because of Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a case where Daru Ino, who used to play Dragon Ball, also dropped it for the same reason, saying like, oh, it makes you weak in Guilty Gear.
Mm.
And then I'm like shaking my head, thinking like, yeah, I agree with you. It's making me worse. And Guilty Gear is a game I love. Now, like, I like Dragon Ball Z Fighters, right?
Yeah.
But Guilty Gear is my favorite game. And if it's affecting, or at least what I believe it to be affecting, you know, maybe I just need to handle the two games better. But at the time, it was making me worse at Guilty Gear. So I had to like stop the focus of Dragon Ball and focus on playing Guilty Gear. Cause at that time I was in Combo Breaker as CEO. That's where I first time ever missed out making top 8.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In American soil. Besides Evo was the first one I missed out on top 8. I just reached like 16th in that one. The first event. But every other major tournament, I usually make top 8, you know?
Sure.
So me getting ninth, and not only Combo Breaker, but CEO afterwards, I'm like, okay, I'm done.
It's a sign.
I think I have to, yeah, it's a sign. I had to drop Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
I had to drop Dragon Ball and focus on Guilty Gear. But right now, I'm looking at my man, Broly, right? Broly for the movie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, right? When he comes out, that'd be on most likely Dragon Ball again. Probably.
All right. Well, we gotta find a healthy balance for you this time.
We gotta have healthy balance because when he comes out, that's when because I'm also trying to play what's it called? Granblue Versus.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking for sure. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. So I'm gonna touch my hands on that one as well as try to juggle Under Night and MK11, Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I used to play Mortal Kombat like, way back in the original, so I want to get my hands on MK11 and see if I could, how should I say this? Just go far with it. Yeah, see how I do well in that game.
Sure, we'll be one of those players like Justin Wong, or, I mean, who's sponsoring you, I guess, now, right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So, but one of these players who just plays everything.
Yeah, dude. I'm trying to find a healthy balance so I could like juggle other games competitively again. Mm-hmm. I try not like affect one another like it did me Dragon Ball. So I'm trying to. So right now I'm probably most likely I'll probably pick up Dragon Ball again. As well, I'll try to juggle Undernight and Play 11, mm-hmm. Gravity Versus, as well as Guilty Gear, as long as it has like a new game or whatever happens to it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been like a long drought of Guilty Gear with concerning patches or whatnot. We're kind of like in a drought. Mm-hmm. But if it has like a new game, if a new patch comes out or a new game, then I'll definitely be all on that. But Guilty Gear will always be my first baby, and then others down the line, you know.
Sure. Yeah, I can respect that. So I only have one more question prepared for you here, but it is perhaps the most important question. So
axe away.
So Elfelt, you like the Sign outfit or you like the Rev 2 outfit? Which one's better?
One of those questions, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry. The Sign one. Sign is.
You prefer the Sign one?
Yeah. I prefer the Sign one. Now let me say this, right? Well, I prefer the Sign one because that's kind of like how it started out with. But I also like the ref costume as well. So don't get me wrong, right? Mm-hmm. I definitely like the ref costume, but with the way it looks, kind of like the whole black gray thing she's going for, mm-hmm. right? Going all for the dreary colors, but you still have her acting bubbly and whatnot, like doing the intros or the outros. Mm-hmm. Of the character, right? It kind of like sends like a, it sends me off balance whenever I see that. You know, you mm-hmm. have this depressing colors, but yet you still acting bubbly doing outros mm-hmm. and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I saw that she was getting that rough costume before Revelator came out. I was kind of hoping she would get like different dialogue to match her palette, maybe some downer signs here and there, mm-hmm. Maybe a different personality of some sort, but not. Once the game came out, she was still acting the same, and that kind of like threw me off balance. So I'm still sticking to the Sign. Sign costume is still my favorite.
All right, I respect that. I respect that.
Because it just matches with the bubbly attitude and whatnot. So mm-hmm. People give me shit saying like, oh, you know, the Rev costume is better. And I'm like, I don't believe you guys. But the way the personality wise, it just. You know, it just sends me off. So I'm like,
sure.
So, but the Sign costume is also just as good. So it's not just me. It's definitely mm-hmm. not just me. The Japan, the high level alpha of Japan also all play by Sign costume. So the Sign costume seems to have that niche for us, for the original alpha.
Yeah, you know? I like some of the design of the Rev 2 costume, but the colors and Sign are just so good that it's hard to argue.
Yeah, the color palettes in Rev has some major colors for palettes. Mm-hmm. But what's your color though?
I mean, I just stick with default because I'm basic as hell.
Yo, me too. Yeah, yo, looks like we're great minds think alike because you know me because I'm also a default kind of guy. Even though she does have some really good colors.
She does. Like, she does.
It's like, if she does have that default palette. I would definitely be sticking either the blue or the red one.
The blue one's pretty good.
The blue one's like real good. With the blue palette and the blonde and blue eyes, yeah. Mm-hmm. That would probably be my second one after default. But yeah, but the Sign costume, the Sign costume is just for me. The default Sign costume.
Well, that's all the questions I had prepared for you. Is there anything else you wanna get out there?
Well, I would definitely like to thank you for putting me on this podcast.
Oh, thank you for coming. Really, great to have you.
Really, really appreciate it. It's not too many times so I could like go to a podcast. This is like my first time doing a podcast, so I'm sorry. So I apologize for kind of being like rambly or not being as clear as I could possibly can. But I hope you get to put me on again. Yeah,
I'd love to. So, all right. This is at the end. I always do little plug section. So, you know, get people to know your Twitter, get them to know like upcoming tournaments you're going to and stuff, so they can keep an eye out for your performances.
Sure. So, as you guys know, this is Lost Soul speaking. At Twitter, you can find me at Lost_Relic. I repeat that, Lost_Relic. And you will see me most definitely is Combo Breaker. You definitely see me at Combo Breaker. The other tournaments that may appear on will probably be Texas Showdown because it's a qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
And as of this recording, I'm going to try to see if I can make it to KSB. This is happening like next week. Or KSB is happening like May 2nd in Japan. Osaka, Japan. With that, and I'm trying to see if I can make that work. Just trying to gather enough money. Right now, as of right now, it's looking like I might miss that.
Mm.
Yeah, looking like I might miss that, fortunately. But if I do miss that, then Texas Showdown will probably be my money where that's going to next. Be Texas Showdown. Then that, Combo Breaker, then EVO would be my return back in there so I could make, try to get that first place again. Not again. No, I'm at third place. I gotta take that trophy next time.
Yeah, no, third place was just like you were just getting close enough to smell it. It's time to go in for the win.
Yeah. I got like a little small taste of it. I saw that trophy right near my eyes. I'm like, next time I take that. Definitely take that.
You know what, whether you win or not, you take it. You get up on stage for top eight, you just grab the trophy and run.
Grab the trophy and win? Yeah, that may sound like an idea right now. No, but I want to really earn that thing. I want to beat everybody to beat that one. Why? Because not only because it's EVO, right? But I believe that's the final stop of the qualifiers before final start.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody that is anybody might just be up in there, you know, despite Get Together not being one of the main games, even though it's Arc Revel Tour. So like it's still going to be at EVO as a side game because it has to. It's an Arc Revel Tour, and since it's the last one, everybody's going to be there. So I'm definitely just in there, ready to just chew anyone else that's in my path, and try to and I'm looking forward to trying to break records again.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we should be back in a week or two with a regular episode. This is going up on our neutral game fighting game podcast. So we should have a regular episode in a week or two here. But make sure you check out Lost Soul on Twitter. You go to that Lost_Relic. You keep an eye out for those performances. You go check out. You definitely be there rooting for you at EVO. I'm going to see if I can be there in person. And yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's a little warning for you guys who decides to like follow me through my Twitter. But you know, if you decide to follow me on my Twitter, just know that I like to retweet a lot. You know, give you guys those heads up. If you guys don't like the amount, because I'm like a retweet bot, you know, because you just followed me, sick, so I'm giving you that warning as well.
There's some good shit on Twitter. You know, you're just spreading the wealth.
Yeah, I'm just spreading the wealth, right? Right. But for those that may be bothered by it, you know, for whatever reason, because you know people are different. But if you are bothered by it, just mute my. Just mute my retweets, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't get like flooded by them. You know, if you don't like it for whatever reason, I have no problem because I give everybody the same advice as well. You know, if you don't like it, just mute it. But I'm just giving you that warning right here now. Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. Yeah. Just follow me. And then hope you join me whenever you see me in the future.
All right, man. Thanks so much for being on.
Yeah, no problem. And one last thing, don't be afraid to hit me up if you want. If you want to just hit me up just to say hi, just go top out, hit me up, DM or otherwise, just say hi. Yeah, I absolutely got no problem with that. I would say hi to you as well. You know, it's making friends is part of just being here in the community, right? It's kind of like what I like. To me, as many new people as possible. So if you want to say hi, just come say hi. Yeah, I'm down for that.
All right. Well, you take care, man, and hopefully we can have you on the show again sometime.
Sure, man. I'm looking forward to it. All right. Okay, I'll catch you again. I'll catch you later then.
Yep. Peace.
Catch you guys later. Peace.